The Gunnick Creek Hatchery started in 1973 as a Cake High School project. Community members formed a nonprofit and incorporated in 1976. General Manager John Oliva says they're boarding up the hatchery this month and will close the doors June 30th. He says the Cake Nonprofit Fisheries Corporation did not have enough money to keep operating.
The corporation owes like $22 million to the state. About half of that, or maybe a little more than half of that, is actually deferred interest. So the principal is somewhere around probably $12, $13 million, something like that, going back to 1981.
Oliva says the state could not provide additional funding this year and the nonprofit was forced to close.
The corporation shut the doors, voluntarily signed over all the assets to the state. As of right now, we're kind of boarding up everything. The state sold off a good portion of the equipment, like incubators and net pen complexes, anchor systems, forklifts, trucks, stuff like that, to Insura.
Insura is the Sitka-based Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. That regional nonprofit was already partnering with Gunnick Creek on a chum project off of nearby Kiu Island. Now Insura is considering whether it should operate the hatchery at Cake. Insura General Manager Steve Reifenstuhl says they're evaluating whether it pencils out to install new equipment to recirculate and regulate the water of Gunnick Creek.
So that we can, number one, clean up the water quality and then deal with the extremely cold temperatures in winter and the extremely high temperatures in the summer. And by reducing the amount of water we need and recirculating it, we think that we can do a much better job at raising high-quality eggs and fry.
Gunnick Creek has been logged and has increased sediment in greater temperature fluctuations. Reifenstuhl says the high cost of energy in Cake also will enter into the decision. They're looking into a small hydroelectric turbine to generate the needed electricity. They also have to consider the impact to Ensura's facility at Hidden Falls on Baranoff Island, where chum are raised. Reifenstuhl says it's difficult to put additional pressure on the production at Hidden Falls.
It's difficult for staff to manage another 55,000-60,000 broodstock fish. It's tough on the seiners to pull all those fish out of their fishery, and the facility wasn't built for anywhere near that much. We can do it, but it would be better if we could do it in Gunnick Creek.
Ultimately, it's a decision for Ensura's board of directors based on information from engineers and staff. Meanwhile, that regional nonprofit is going forward with new chum production nearby at Southeast Cove. That program will mean 35 million chum released next year and 55 million the following year. Staff at Gunnick Creek released their final chum, pinks and coho, in late May and early June. Gunnick Creek's Oliva thinks some of the salmon could continue to spawn after the hatchery shuts down.
I think there's a good chance that the pinks and the coho will. The pinks and the coho came from this creek, from Gunnick Creek. The coho definitely are a native Gunnick Creek stock, and the pinks have been, the hatchery back in the 90s was doing pinks, and then they stopped, and the pinks continued to come, so they may come back still. The chums, on the other hand, may be the different story. We put our weirs down, and we've removed all the barriers so the fish can go upstream, but there's going to be limited spawning habitat up there for them. So we still might get some chums to come back, but I don't think they're going to be in great numbers.
The hatchery was impacted when the Gunnick Creek Dam broke in 2000, leaving the community without a water supply for several days. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers rebuilt the dam, but Oliva says that too caused problems.
We basically had a full building worth of elevens and stuff, and they killed them all off with the construction. We lost all our water and stuff when they were doing the construction. So we actually had to start rebuilding again, and it was just a battle. And this last year we finally started to see some good returns come back, but just a day late and a dollar short, basically.
Oliva says Gunnick Creek has 4 full-time employees and 10 to 12 seasonal workers, mostly local kids who help with the egg takes each year. The fish returning to the area are caught by Southeast fishing fleets, and the black bears that congregate on the creek each year, drawn by the returning chums, have also been an attraction for visitors on smaller cruise ships. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.